endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from every nation to every nation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. And you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Everybody say, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. And you are good all the time, and all the time you are good, you are good. All the time and all the time, you are good. You are good. All the time and all the time, you are good. You are good. Man, all the time and all the time, you are good. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you for who you are, and you are good. Oh, lift up your voices and let the Lord know that he is good, he is great, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord? Yes, you are, Jesus. Great are you, Lord? Tell him that he's great this morning. Great are you, Lord? Every day he's great, yes. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. Your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Yes, we will. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our
Hallelujah. It is your breath in our lungs. Praise you, Lord. Greeter, are you there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Yes, it is his breath in our lungs. And we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. I love that you say that we pour out our praise to him only while we pouring out our praise. Yes, and he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks on today, for our God is great. Hallelujah, and he is good. Hallelujah. This is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas, greeting you with kingdom greetings this morning. It is a great day. It is a God morning. It is a joyful day. Yes, let's raise our voices and praise his name on today. Please state your name and where you're calling from on this morning.
Good morning, Eleanor Blackwell from Walton Beach, Florida. And Happy New Year, everyone. It's a great day.
It is a great day. So glad to hear your voice. Each time you come on, you're sounding stronger and stronger. All praise to the Most High for restoring your health to you, and we're just glad to have you back. Is there anybody else want to state their name and tell us where they're calling from this morning?
Good morning.
Dorothy Milton, Jackson, Mississippi.
Mother Owens calling from Bronx, New York. Good morning to the Master Paul and Happy New Year. I am so glad to be on this call this morning, that God woke me up this morning to a new year. And keep me in prayer, and everyone, still, please, don't forget to wear your mask. Be blessed. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a blessed day, too.
D. Mickens, Memphis, Tennessee. Glory be to God.
I heard Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for coming on. I think you're coming on regularly now, if I'm hearing right. And we're so glad to have you becoming a part of our family. I heard Mother Owens. And, yes, we are continuously praying for you. And, yes, everybody out there, continue. Don't get lax on your safety. Please wear your mask. There, and
yeah.
I think I heard another Miss Cox.
I can pass it again.
Mm-hmm. Good morning,
Cox, I think I heard.
This is Tracy Smith from Newark, Delaware.
Newark, Delaware. Can you say your name again?
Tracy Smith.
Tracy Smith. Thank you so much, Ms. Smith, for joining us on the call from Newark. We are so happy to hear all of these new voices coming on in this new time, this new season that we have entered in. Is there anybody else that wants to state their name and where they're calling from?
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa Dunn
here. El Paso.
I heard
Lisa
El Paso. It's so good to hear all the voices chiming in at the same time. I heard El Paso. I heard another voice. Can you say who you are, where you're calling from?
Good morning, Jeanette Cox from Dover, Delaware. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to a new Monday. May everyone have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. Waiting on you. Not just for today, but we heard you being called out and can't wait till that happens. Good morning, all my blessed sons and daughters of the Most High King this morning. Is there anybody else want to slip in real quick?
Hi, Lisa.
Yes,
Dunn.
Rico
here
Johnson,
from
Memphis,
Springfield,
Tennessee.
Ohio.
Good morning.
Heard Rico Johnson from Tennessee, and I didn't hear the other voice say it again.
Lisa Dunn from Springfield, Ohio. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Miss Lisa Dunn from Ohio. Wow, we are so blessed to have all the new voices and names that are coming on. Thank you so much. We welcome you. We welcome you to the Master's Call. You got up this morning waiting to hear from the Master. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. Hallelujah. For the psalmist said, who ushered us in, it is his breath, hallelujah, in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise on him only. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. I don't know. I think that.
Dorothy Milton, Jackson, Mississippi.
Dorothy Milton Jackson, Mississippi, good to have you on the call. We are just so happy to have you guys coming in from everywhere, from the north, south, east, and west. Come on and state your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. My name is Sandra Robinson. I'm calling from Fort Washington, Maryland, and everyone have a blessed day, and please wear your mask.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Sandra. We are so happy to hear you every morning as you are committed and have become one of the family now. And, yes, we will wear our mask. I think I heard somebody else. Please state your name and where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning, Barbara.
I heard Tennessee, but I didn't hear your name.
Melicia Barber.
Melicia Barber, pretty name, from Tennessee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, great day, and joyous day to all of our new voices. This is exciting. This is exciting. Yeah. Oh, give thanks unto our Lord. I think I hear a familiar voice, so come on, come on, come on.
Good morning, happy New Year. This is a joyful morning. Yes, we got new voices this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Timothy, for ushering us in this morning. And Minister Sharon, you just already give us the praise this morning. God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. And welcome, family, the new family. Welcome. God bless you guys. Have a great day, everybody.
That was the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, and we're always so glad she is the evangelist of the TMC call, and we are so glad to hear her voice. I believe that another person is trying to come up in second as our second evangelist, so we are excited as the new voices are coming on and are joining us in celebrating our King early in the morning. And as our own, the only songbird, my mentor and friend in Dark 30, Old Dark 30, ushered us in this morning before the King at her time, 4:40 in the morning, and singing clearer, better, and louder, hallelujah, than the birds. I don't even think they're up over there yet. Hallelujah. We just give thanks to the Most High for her as she is always ushering us in. Is there someone else who wants to state their name and tell us where they're calling from this morning on this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, Monday?
Good morning. Good morning. It is me, Tiffany. I wanted to say good morning to everyone. Happy New Year. And I wanted to wish Minister Bonita a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Minister Bonita, from your TMC family. We love you. God bless you. And I'm sure later on Dr. PK will call us back to give you a birthday song. But we say happy birthday. We love you from the Master's Call.
Good morning. It's Minister Candy from Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, Minister Tiffany, and happy birthday, Minister Benita.
Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice, Pastor Candy.
Oh, thank you. I heard my big sister say hi, too. Thank you. Thank you.
happy birthday, Minister Benita. We love you, and as she said, I'm sure the songbird, who is our happy birthday specialist, psalmist, will come and honor you with a birthday song later on, but we just want to say happy birthday to you, and we are just so glad that you are a part of our family. Is there someone else who wants to greet us or state their name, tell us where they're calling from? We're at the top of the hour, and you can sneak in right quick before we go in. Well, great day, great day, great day, everybody. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. Let's go before him in prayer. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father, We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you that we woke up this morning, Father. And then as our psalmist says, your breath, hallelujah, was in our lungs. And if it was not so, hallelujah, we would not be able to speak, hallelujah, or move, hallelujah. So now this morning, we have come to pour out our praise, to pour out our love. Hallelujah. We come to pour out our gratefulness to you and to you only, because only you are worthy of our praise. Only you are worthy, hallelujah, of the glory and the majesty and dominion that we can give unto you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you for all those who have assembled themselves together in your name to come hear a word. Hallelujah. To come worship you. Hallelujah. To come before you in prayer and praise. Father, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for the Artist Life Company and for the family and the staff of the Artist Life. We thank you, Father, that you are continuing developing and pouring and birthing ideas in them and birthing ideas in us. Father, we are looking for the greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greater, the greater, the greater. We bless, hallelujah, the speaker who is coming this morning to give us a word from you. Help us to hear your word, but not only hear it. Help us to be doers of your word. Hallelujah. Help us to be carriers of your word, carrying it out to the world wherever we go. We give you praise. We give you glory, for you are good and you are great. It is in your Son, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray and give thanks. Amen, 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 and amen. Glory to God. Host, are you there? Hallelujah. Host,
can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. To God be the glory for the things he has done on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. See, just uplifting the name of Jesus this morning. This is the air we breathe. With our breath, we will pour out our praise unto the Lord, the Most High. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I thank God for us coming together on this third day of, it's fourth day of January of 2021. These days are flying by. Again, Happy New Year to each and every one of you, to all our new guests. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. Let me tell you just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, where they stood on the Word of God, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we have a website that you can go to any time of the day or the hour and get to hear some of the messages from back in 2010, believe it or not. And that website is www, which you don't have to do anymore, but it's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And again, all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bio of our speaker. We're so thankful to God that God has led us here today to be blessed by him. Now, because we have a mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers each and every day, Monday through Friday, we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And, of course, you will see, as we started with the worship this morning, which is every morning at 40 minutes, I say 40 minutes after the hour, which is 20 minutes before the hour, you could come here and come into worship. And then we'll have a word that you'll hear from a powerful, powerful woman of God this morning. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International, which started back over 30 years ago. And I'm telling you, the products that we have, health and wellness products, are phenomenal. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be able to share more information with you, because I'm telling you, we have the testimonies where people have been restored and revived because of these awesome products, Artist Life, A-R-D-Y-S-S. And also every Monday through Friday, after this call, there's the morning motivational call that's held, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And if you need a bypass number or anybody that you invite to this call, there is a bypass number just in case your provider won't allow you to get in. That bypass number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And by the way, today is Inspirational Monday. On the morning motivational call, where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is host, and Pastor Carlton will be speaking, giving the word today. So, again, get on that Inspirational Monday today here, on the morning motivational call. I'm getting ready to get out of the way so you can get a message from the Word of God, and I tell you, she brings it every time she comes. She is a woman that has started our week for a couple of weeks, said, get up, dress up, wake up, and let the Lord use you in whatever he has purpose for you to do. I'm talking about none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is a woman of God who was born in Mississippi, been around the world, around the country, and come back to her home state, Mississippi. Praise the Lord. And we're so thankful to God that he's doing a miraculous work in her, through her, and you will hear it in the Word of God that she's going to provide for us. I'm talking about a woman of God who is a mother, who is a Gigi, and who is a woman who has been uplooked. They have people looked up to her from all over the world. I'm talking about the one, the only, Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Monticello, Mississippi. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Good morning. Good morning, our prayer general and Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction, Minister Brenda. I bless the name of Jesus. Good God of mercy. Okay. All righty. I got that. Lord, I thank you. I just steel myself in you and give you the glory and honor right now in Jesus' name. I give special thanks this morning to Minister Tiffany out on that West Coast. Thank you so much for bringing us into worship this morning. We worship you, Lord, and great are you, Lord. And that is why we must bow down and worship him. And it sort of leads into our message for today. I want to thank God also for each and every one of you, for my angel, Minister Sharon Stowers. Thank you. I was calling you for the chauffeur this morning. I thank all of the guests who jumped on my Mississippi, another Mississippi queen, she is for real. Thank God for you, Dorothy Milton, being here, Rico Johnson. I heard D. Meekin, my new son, all of you guys. Lisa Dunn, you are phenomenal. Thank you. Miss Melissa Barber, all of you guys, thank you all for hearing and coming out today to just support, because we are getting ready for this fast. Happy birthday to Minister Bonita, and happy birthday to my Omar Brown, who kept me up late because you all made our hearts so happy on last night. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, my dear friend, sister, for coming, and oh, she was just so happy to have the party that we gave last night. It was phenomenal, and I told you it was a good time for us to do that because we're getting ready to go on this fast. This morning, I'm going to ask that you turn to Isaiah 58 and 1 through 14. I may not be able to read all of it to you this morning. I want you to use that as your theme scripture. Oh, good God, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being here this morning. Thank you for your anointing. Ah, glory to God. And then I also am going to ask that you open your hearts and open your minds to what God is about to do, because God is getting ready to do some powerful. Okay, God. God said, I've done, baby girl. I have done what I'm going to do. I want you all to just walk it out and walk it through and receive the benefits for what I've already done. I've already sent my only son. Hallelujah. I want you to walk it out. The principles are already in place. I want you to learn them. And so that's what we're going to be about doing as we get into this word this morning. But prior to us doing that, I would like for you to hear this sound that God says, because the scripture is Isaiah 58, and my subject is the master is calling. The master is calling. Did I say? Nope, that's not it. The subject of Dr. Vanessa is the clarion call to prayer and fasting. That's the subject. But I'm going to use that other down in here because it is a part of what we are doing here. The clarion call to prayer and fasting. Listen up, you all. Listen to the call. The sulfur was used to make a call and a sound that absolutely confused the enemy and to let us know that the master is calling. The master is calling his children as we are entering the first Monday and the first day of our 40-day fast. This is no time for you to play. This is no time for you to talk about you hungry, you weak, or you sick. Anything that is going on in your life right now requires a serious call and stance for you to understand where you are in the process of this journey. The master is making a clarion call this morning for his children to stop and listen while you still can. There was a song that was done by Deborah Winan that says, the master is calling. Stop and listen while you can hear the master's calling. The chauffeur is saying, stop and hear, hallelujah, reminding us of the call of the Master down through generations, all the way back from Abraham, as he, hallelujah, made one of the greatest sacrifices. When he went up that mountain, he didn't have a ram. He had his son as the sacrifice. But when he got there, there was a ram in the bush. Make the sacrifice and see what your ram is going to be. The scripture reading this morning that I'm going to get into right now, and the one that I'm going to want you to use throughout the fast, along with the verses that we will be talking about. And the Spirit of God is saying to me right now that I'm going to have to do a 911 call probably midnight on Wednesday night. Oh, I heard somebody crying. Ooh, that's so late. Sacrifice. Yes, put your alarm on. It's so that you can get some more teaching on fasting. This is too important for you to miss right now, for you to get your accountability partner. It is too important for you to miss right now. This is a critical time for us. The word, and I'm reading in the Message Bible, says, shout, a full-throated shout, meaning give it all you got. Hold nothing back. A trumpet blast. Lord, I don't like for you all to be texting me during the sermon. Y'all know you knocked me off. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. I just did. Face my family, Jacob, with their sins. They are busy, busy, busy. Lord, we some of the busiest folks, including myself, and at worship, and love studying all about me. To all appearances, they are a nation of right living people. When folk look at us, they think we got it together, huh? Law-abiding, God-honoring, they ask me, what's the right thing to do? And love having me on their side. But they also, you hear that but, which negated everything that was just said, all of that, But they also complain. What did I tell you all about that complaining? Why do we fast and you don't look our way? Why do we humble ourselves and you don't even notice? Well, here's why. The bottom line on your fast days is profit. You fast because you want more money. Lord, help us today. You drive your employees much too hard. You fast, but at the same time, you bicker. Woo! And you fight. You fast, but you swing a mean fist. You are so mean. The kind of fast that you do won't get your prayers off the ground. I used to ask people, are you sure that your prayers get through to heaven? Or do they just go to the ceiling and bounce back down? Do you think this is the kind of fast I'm after? A day to show off humility, to put on a pious long face and parade around Solomon Black? Do you call that fasting a fast day that I, God, would like? I'm saying to you, I'm going to put a peg right there and ask you, why are you fasting? Some of you may say, I'm fasting because you asked me to, Dr. PK. I'm fasting because I've never fasted before. I'm fasting because I really, really need to lose 50 pounds. I'm fasting because whatever your reason is today, I'm asking you to throw it all away and say, I'm fasting because I need to hear from God. I'm fasting because I need to be a better person. I'm fasting because I am lost and I need to be found. I'm fasting because I need clarity for this season in my life, and only God can do it. Let's get clear about why we are fasting. That's the first point if you're writing on your paper. Why are you fasting? Why are you doing this? I'm fasting because I'm answering the clarion call of God who says that there are some things in my life will only come through prayer and fasting. God, help me to get this out this morning. Oh, I am feeling such a burden in my heart for the people of God who don't understand why we do what we do. But if we pause and if we quieten ourselves, one of the fasts that God is calling us to doing this fast is a day of silence, a day away from phones. And I just heard it. Are you kidding? That's how I make my money, Dr. PK. Maybe that's a day that you need to forget about your money. That's a day that I, oh, no, my children can't get in touch with me if I do that. That's a good thing. It's a day of silence away from the TV. Oh, I got to know what's going on in this world. Yeah, it's a day that you don't know what's going on in this world and know that God has it in his hands. A day of silence? Are you kidding? I can't do without my TV. I can't do without my computer. You got 40 days to figure it out. God is calling you for one day of those 40 days, a day of silence. God have mercy in the name of Jesus on me. I know somebody could throw something at me right now, God. Protect and keep me from them. I'm glad I'm behind these closed doors. Do you call that fasting? This is the kind of fast that I'm after, to break the chains of the injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the marketplace, to free the oppressed, cancel debts. That's what I'm calling for. What am I interested in seeing you do? Share your food with the hungry. Yes, inviting the homeless poor into your homes. We can't do that because of what's going on with this COVID. But you can help out in other ways, and we'll talk about that. Pulling clothes on the shivering, ill-clad people. Being available to your own families. Folks are tired of their own families because they've been behind closed doors with their families off and on since March, and they don't know what to do with their own families. They are fussing and fighting because these children can't go back to school. They don't know how to teach their own children when the Bible told us to train them up in a way. They haven't been training them. They had given them that responsibility to other folk. Come on, you guys. We need to hear the call of God. The call of God, the clarion call of God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I got 1 minute, and I got to do this. I got to tell you about this real quick. The master is making a clarion call. You all, I found five types of fasts. I'm going to go over those fasts in detail on Wednesday night. But I'm just going to let you know, when people are calling me, asking me what type of fast, you and your partner, I'm going to give you the lemon, but I'm not going to show you and teach you and tell you how to suck it. If you are one who just absolutely knows nothing about it, I will give you your own individual call. Okay, the disciples of fast, the Ezra fast, Samuel fast, Ezekiel fast, the widow's fast, Lord, that was a one for me. Paul's fast, John the Baptist fast, Esther fast, Jesus fast, the Daniel fast, and we're going to talk about all those because they are all in the scripture. And then there are ways to fast. The normal fast, no food, only water. Absolute fast, that's the air putting fast. You just breathe. No water or food. Don't do that without talking to me. Partial fast, just having one meal or cutting out certain foods. The juice fast, corporate fast. That's what we are doing here. This is a corporate fast. The Jewish fasting period from 6 p.m. in the evening to 6 p.m. the next day. Fasting versus dieting. If you just turn your plate down and don't eat then and don't pray, then you just diet and you aren't fasting. The time that you would use for eating, you are to use that time for praying and getting in your word. We'll talk about that. Fasting and abstinence in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5. This is where all your pleasures are put away, your entertainment, your TV, your hobbies, your sex, your technology. And then there is a little book that I would recommend, The Tongue Fast, by Deborah Smith Peeks, P-E-Q-U-E-S. A wonderful little book to help you with this tongue. I'm going to stop here because we've got to get off here today. You all, I love you. I thank you. Please follow up. We've got our accountability partner and all of this to do, and we're going to have to do it Wednesday on my Zoom, and we'll get back to that on this week. At this time, I'm going to ask Brenda, come up. I just want you to give the number to the call that is coming up because Pastor Vanessa has to do has to speak this morning over there as well, and she has to jump off here. And also, we want to do the birthday song, and then we're going to jump off. Okay? We are praying for everybody else. All right?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Answered the clarion call. Yes, the number for the morning motivational call, again, is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617, pound again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617, pound. And remember, the directive she's talking about, the FAST, is also in our back office and on our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. That's where you can find the directives on our FAST that we're starting today. All right, I'll turn it over to let's pray first. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Father, for your faithfulness. Lord, you told us to call on you and you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us. And, Lord, we are asking you, Father, to use these vessels for your glory. Lord, let our ears hear what the Spirit is saying from this day forward, even forevermore. We thank you for doing it not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. Bless those, Father God. Heal those that we call out to you, Father, that need a healing. You know who they are, Father. And we thank you for keeping those that are going through bereavement, Lord God. Strengthen them and keep them, yes, Father God, in Jesus' name. Happy birthday to Minister Benita. Minister Tiffany.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Benita. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Minister Benita.
Wow, 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 wow. Happy birthday, Minister Benita. God bless you as you enjoy this birthday season. This 40-day fast, you all, is an opportunity to seek God's face, to hear his voice, to pray his purpose in your lives, and experience his presence. This 40-day fast, God is letting us know that he is not a key to transformation in your life. He is the key. Without him, there would be no significant change, but through prayer and fasting, come and join us on this journey as we seek to answer the clarion call to prayer and fasting. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we give you the glory for the opportunity, oh God, to seek your face in a special way, to answer the call that you are making up on our lives right now, to make this fast one that will give you the glory. Get the glory out of it all, God, we pray. For every person who's come to say yes, I ask God that you will bless them in a special way. I release up on them right now a special anointing of prayer and fasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we ask that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide on all of us as we leave this place in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Know that I love you. God loves you best. Bye-bye.